Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen juggles the ball. That's an error on McMullen. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke takes first base on ball four. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Gary Peters. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard fires to first and has Bradford trapped. There's the throw to Brinkman, who tags Bradford for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hamlin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. Locke moves to second. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locke moves to third. Two outs. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen now playing second base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howard is walked intentionally. Dignan pinch runs for Frank Howard. Jim King pinch hits for Ken Harrelson. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to third. Nan moves to second. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Jim King now playing right field. Hank Allen now playing left field. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rickert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Agee reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skowron is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rickert. Agee moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen juggles the ball. That's an error on McMullen. Agee scores. McCraw moves to third. Ward moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.